Let us pray. God, our guide, you feed us with bread from heaven as you fed your people Israel. May we who have been inwardly nourished be ready to follow you all the days of our pilgrimage on earth until we come to your kingdom in heaven. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
you all very much indeed for being with us this morning for our Holy Communion service. And those of you who are visitors, you are really welcome. And I do hope that we'll see you here again soon in St. Columba's. I want to thank the catering committee and all those who supported the Harvest Lunch so generously last Sunday, when a fantastic atmosphere of fellowship was experienced and enjoyed as we all partook in a delicious lunch which raised over £3,200, which is phenomenal. That has broken all records here for a parish lunch, and how wonderful we could do that, the first lunch in 2.5 years, and it was joyful. I also want to thank the Railway Model Club and all those who worked so hard yesterday for their coffee day, when we welcomed many people from different clubs and members of our parish and the community who came to the hall to look at model railways, model planes, art and craft stalls, and dolls' houses. It really was terrific, and thank you to all of you for your hard work. We meet this morning as a parish at a time of great loss and at a time of immense sadness. This afternoon, we will be gathering here at 3 o'clock for the funeral of Louise Craig. Louise was only 54. And Emma and Sarah, her daughters, David, her husband, have supported this church over decades, generously getting involved in many aspects of the work of this parish. And Louise took, throughout her life, and more recently in her illness, great strength from the Holy Communion service. In fact, she was here just a few weeks ago with David at the Thursday morning service. That was the service that she would walk from her home, from Winston Gardens, with David to be here. And that service gave her strength to persevere, to keep going, and to endure. She has done that with remarkable courage and steadfastness. Our love and our prayers for David, Emma, and Sarah, and Louise's mother are very real and very strong as we gather here as a parish this morning. I invite you to pray for them day and daily in what it is they are going through, and you are welcome this afternoon as we come as a parish in deep grief to offer comfort and to offer support at this time and in the days to come, as we say well done to Louise for what she has done and the powerful example of faith and of service and of the uniqueness and the importance of each individual. There is a lesson there. There's a legacy there. May we embrace it. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.